Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Respect God, worship God, thank you, and love all the saints and sages, Buddhas in all 10 directions, for all the blessing, help, forgiveness, and enlightenment, as well as all the things that we are given all the time. Even if it is a test, a trial, you know, because it's good for us if we've been tested, so we know how much we have grown and how much endurance and how much strength we have. Hi there, loving people, dedicated souls, saintly beings, and all the vegans in this world. Thanks for your love, for your remembrance of God and heavens and all the saints and the sages and Buddhas, so that you will continue to improve and will be happy with your own self, success in spiritual practice. May you have good visions of the inner splendor of the true world, of the true home, true love, true blessing, until the day God wants you home. Amen. I just have a short report. Well, actually, I don't know how short, how long I will be speaking, because whatever I tell you is spontaneous. There's no plan, no pre-arrangements or anything like that. Your lives are too busy anyway, so if I can make it short, I will. But whatever it is, God decides. First of all, I'm glad that God allowed me to speak to you again, because we have been too busy, you know. The Trinity, which I'm a part of, has been very, very busy. If you imagine, sometimes you see movies and you see the main character, like maybe a kung fu, an excellence or something, or some person like that, who has more than just one opponent, enemy, who are fighting with the main kung fu character and in all directions. So this person in the middle, who is a kung fu master or kung fu hero, would be very busy. The hands, feet, eyes, and the whole body must be alert, must be always on the lookout for attack from the enemies from all sides. It's not like he can all at once, you know, defeat them all, because it will come one group at a time or a couple of fighters at a time. But I'm so glad to have some good news for you, like the one on the daily news stream. Good news for the United Kingdom. But there's more bad news than good news. I wish I could tell all the countries in the world such good news, like what we have seen on the daily news for the United Kingdom, because the United Kingdom has been granted 1 year with minimum karma or almost zero karma. Well, it also depends on the people. It said to me that zero karma year. But if the people maybe listen to me saying that and then continue to do things that are not according to heaven's direction or instruction, then the karma year could be not so complete. Yes, so I hope the United Kingdom people do not take things for granted And just thinking, feeling proud, happy and confident that the year will have no consequences for them. It's not like that, okay? Right. And also sometimes if they allow immigrants to come into their country, whether legally or illegally, they will bring also different karma into the country. We wish the United Kingdom all the best, of course, under God's grace. And we also wish that maybe other countries will follow suit and do some good deeds, or maybe, you know, maybe I have a chance to go through their country or live in their country and may add on some of my energy to help push their good luck. But, you know, I go where God wants me to go, so I never know which country I'll go to next. Another thing is, if that country is not kind in different means to the Trinity of which I'm a part of, then that country and related could be in unexpected big calamity. If they treat the true master badly, it's the same bad consequence. That country could be in big calamity. I know. This statement could get me into more trouble and or reversed psychological result. But the truth must always be told. So at least you won't blame me for not going to or staying in your land, especially so many have invited me eagerly, lovingly. I thank you all so much. If God ever allows, I will be happy to visit. It's a joy then to go from one country to the next also, to see all of God's domains. Besides, that country has to be safe for me to go there, to be there. It doesn't have to be a war breaking out in that country and just government or anything, because sometimes it needs only one person to cause a fatal event for anyone. Yes, yes. So many masters have come and gone, and most of them have been harmed, not by the whole country's population, but just a small group or just some ignorant local government or some, you know, local people who hate them or are jealous of them for any reason. The thing is, any master comes to the world, you know, bringing with them great power, blessing, and mercy, and grace. But their aura is too strong for some people. Their power is too strong for some of the residents of this planet.
Their teaching is too truthful for many humans. They're used to easy, lazy, and even some sinful ways. Not conveniently, conscientious-wise, or as comfortable as the unvirtuous way of the mundane world.
So they just feel something's not usual, and they would try to destroy that unusual energy which the master carries with him or with her. These are very sad things. But as you know very well, the people in the world, they are not all truly human. Sometimes they're only half human. Sometimes they have two-thirds human quality. And I have made a list for you already to tell you how much human quality a person has to have in order to be a human physically, not to talk about if they are truly good humans or not yet. It was a long time ago that I talked about that. I can't remember when, so maybe if you want to know, if you haven't heard it, you check it out. I think it had aired on Supreme Master Television. Can't remember when.
When we practice meditation, will we be fully human? Because there was one question was asked by an American woman that I remember you said, how would you become fully divine? You answered, you said, to be fully divine, you have to be fully human. Mm. I wonder what kinds of ingredients to be fully human.
You want to get the ingredients and mix them together, make a human being always? It's not easy to explain, you understand? But maybe I could say that a fully human being is just the one who has human qualities, humanitarianism, compassion, love, yeah, sacrifice, tolerance, lives for others more than for yourself. You only give yourself what is the minimum necessity to live on. Otherwise, you think of others before yourselves. And that's the human quality.
Human quality. Human quality is the human cells that you earn. The more noble you are, the more human cells you have. HQ is given by heaven. According to the merit before you were born. You understand?
Yes.
Okay? It's just like karma, you know, more or less. So HQ is the human quality that everybody must have in order to be human. So the least to have a human body, you have to have 16% HQ. You know, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that power to be a human is already inherent before you were born. That's why you can be a human. Remember I told you how many points in order to be a human?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Therefore, humans are also different. Some humans have more human quality. They become more noble. Noble and beautiful, inside out. And some are ugly. Some are less noble. Some are not kind. Some are savage. Some are stupid. Some are more intelligent. That is because of the power, a human power, more or less. Thus, human quality is different. Human intelligence is also different. It depends on what merit you earn in the past life in order to have a human's quality as you have in this life. Okay, huh?
Yes, yes.
Anyway, many humans look like humans, but they are not humans, and we talked about that already. So you just have to be careful. And there are superhumans and supreme humans and an ultimate human, like the ultimate master. So their auras are all different. It depends on their rank, and their level of spiritual enlightenment and all the spiritual positions in the whole universe. The heavens know, it's just humans. The majority would not know, they would not see the aura.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.